novel makes more extensive use of these elements. The plot is frequently more complicated than in a short story, and there may be one or more subplots related to the main action. In a novel, there are generally more characters than in a short story, and the characters are portrayed in greater depth. The setting of a novel can reflect the background, ideas, and customs of a historical period, and since the novel is a long work, there is time and space to explore and develop important themes. The novel Great Expectations, the novel in this unit, is by Charles Dickens. Dickens' books have been consistently popular for more than 100 years. Dickens is one of the greatest storytellers who ever lived, and, with the single exception of Shakespeare, no writer of the English-speaking world has had a greater gift for creating sharply individualized characters. Dickens was born at Portsmouth on February 7, 1812. In 1823 his family moved to London. John Dickens, his father, was arrested for debt. In order to support himself, Charles, who was 12, went to work in a blacking warehouse, labeling bottles for 6 shillings a week. This experience was to haunt him for the rest of his life. After his father was released from Marshalsea debtors' prison, Dickens was able to leave his job and return to school. At 15, Dickens took a job as a law clerk. He taught himself shorthand and began working as a freelance newspaper reporter. Dickens' first literary work, Sketches by Boz, appeared in 1833. Boz was a pseudonym Dickens used to sign his prose sketches. His first novel, The Pickwick Papers, 1836-1837, like his subsequent novels, appeared in serial form. Shortly after the first installment of the book was published, Dickens married Catherine Hogarth, the daughter of a journalist. During the next 30 years, Dickens produced an extraordinary series of books, Oliver Twist, 1837, Nicholas Nickleby, 1838-1839, The Old Curiosity Shop, 1842-1841, Barnaby Rudge, 1841, A Christmas Carol, 1843, Martin Chuzzlewit, 1843-1844, Dombey and Son, 1846-1848, David Copperfield, 1849-1850, Bleak House, 1852-1853, Hard Times, 1854, Little Dorrit, 1855-1857, A Tale of Two Cities, 1859, Great Expectations, 1862-1861, and Our Mutual Friend, 1864-1865. When he died in 1870, Dickens was working on another novel, Edwin Drood. Great Expectations is the last of Dickens' great novels. In the book we follow the development of Pip, the central character and narrator, from childhood to manhood. When we first meet Pip, he is a frightened, sensitive boy who aspires to a world outside his reach. Through a strange twist of fate, he is allowed to fulfill his early dreams, and he learns what kind of life he truly wishes to lead. Many critics feel that Dickens never wrote anything better than the opening chapters of Great Expectations. George Gissing, a novelist, particularly admired the narrative technique of this book. No story in the first person was ever better told. You may agree as you follow Pip's adventures through the three stages of his expectations.